from Talking Mouths.
By now, everyone knows how Starbucks Revenge got its name. It's practically the stuff of legend. One of the builders, I won't say who, experienced a rather unfortunate mishap while working on the trail, all thanks to a defective grande iced mochaccino from a famous coffee chain that shall remain nameless. By all accounts, it was pretty disgusting. But in a really weird coincidence, builder Tony DiLorenzo also had a dog named Starbucks, who spent a lot of time on the trail. And rumor has it, this Starbucks specialty could also cause a serious pain in the ass.
Starbucks is actually a real pain in the ass to build trail with.
Starbucks, you've probably heard from Tony and Alex that Starbucks was really annoying when you're out on the trail, but he loved being out there so much that you couldn't leave him at home. So I was out there once by myself with my dog, Max. Max would just kind of hang out at a viewpoint and overlook things, keep guard. But Starbucks was always like right on you, grabbing sticks, chasing things into the bush. And one time, he was very, very agitated. And I realized he'd jammed about a 4-inch stick in his mouth. And it was, so his mouth was wide open, but he couldn't close it at all because he had this stick jammed in there.
Starbucks definitely had his moments of being a pain in the ass on the trail.
I knew Starbucks well, but still, not the first thing you want to do is reach your hand into an agitated dog's mouth. So it took me about 20 minutes to get this stick out of Starbucks' mouth. And I didn't think ahead, but I should have, because as soon as you get a stick anywhere near Starbucks, I got this stick out of his mouth and threw it away, and he chased it like to get it back, which just like was very indicative of Starbucks, because that dog was more obsessed with sticks than any other dog you'll ever meet.
Royal pain in the ass. Royal pain in the ass. Royal pain in the ass.
More totally real and mostly true stories about Starbucks revenge are coming your way on Christmas Day.